Welcome to the About Her podcast. I'm your host, Abigail O'Neill. On this week's episode, I chat with my friends, Michelle Reed and Carissa Witter, about all things fashion. We discuss things like finding your personal style, trends in influencer culture, stewardship of your clothing, color theory, why we should care about the things we wear as Christian women, and more. Trust me, we chat about it all, and I know that you will love this very girl chatty podcast episode. Let me tell you more about Michelle and Carissa. Michelle Reed is a lifestyle vlogger and content creator. On YouTube and Instagram, Michelle chats about her Christian faith, how she navigates life in her 20s, her favorite recipes, home and fashion finds, health and fitness, her marriage, and more. I have followed Michelle for many years, and I so admire her genuine love for the Lord and her desire to honor Him in her everyday life. Carissa Witter loves all things color and creativity. She is the founder of Kindred by K, a digital marketing agency specializing in content creation and social media management. Her favorite part about social media is community and the opportunity to connect with kindred spirits who always make for the best conversations. Carissa is another sweet sister in Christ, and I so admire her commitment to real and honest conversations about her faith, womanhood, marriage, and more. I love everything she and Michelle have to say about fashion, too. But before we dive into today's girl chat conversation about fashion, I also need to take a moment to thank a very familiar podcast partner who has helped make today's conversation possible, Hosanna Revival. Hosanna Revival exists to excite people about engaging in Scripture by creating beautiful and intentional tools for their lives. Hosanna Revival offers many different resources, including beautifully designed Bibles, devotional studies, notebooks, journals, apparel, and more. As you explore the Hosanna Revival site, keep in mind that Hosanna Revival has kindly offered About Her podcast listeners a discount code. To receive 10% off your order, use the code Abigail O'Neill at checkout, or head over to hosannarevival.com/Abigail O'Neill. There are so many great resources at Hosanna Revival, and I can't recommend this ministry and shop to you enough. Now, let's chat with Michelle and Carissa about all things fashion. Well, as we get started, can you two just introduce yourselves? We can start with Michelle and then go to Carissa. Just tell us who you are and what you do.
Yeah, my name is Michelle. I am a lifestyle, I believe I would call myself a lifestyle content creator online. I post on YouTube and Instagram and just share my life and everything that comes along with it, including bits of faith and marriage, a lot of cooking and just homemaking kind of stuff. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy it.
And my name is Carissa, and I live in Austin, Texas, and I'm a social media manager by day, but I wouldn't say that's like really what I define myself by, but it is really fun. I love doing creative stuff, and like Michelle, I share online, but I'm not as famous as Michelle, so I'm a more unofficial influencer, and I do like to overshare online, and just, I appreciate when people are real online, and so that's kind of what I try to be, because I know that when I was younger, I wish that I had followed more people like that.
What's your favorite part about Kindred, and what's your favorite part about being online?
My favorite part about my job is just connecting with other really creative women. I think it's really exciting to learn from them, and obviously I'm helping them, but I'm also learning so much, and just the opportunities that that has given me is so exciting. So that's my favorite part.
You've had some really cool opportunities too.
Definitely. The Lord has blessed me, and it's sometimes it's scary, but most time it's good.
What about you, Michelle? What's your favorite part about your job?
I think that my favorite thing as I get older is I feel like a lot of times as we're in our 20s, so much of life is so serious and can be really mundane. But I really appreciate that doing the job that I have right now just gives me a really big creative outlet to try new things and to create content. And it's something that I really appreciate now as I get older, because that was such a big part of my life when I was younger, but not so much now. And so I really appreciate just having that creative outlet. And then, of course, just getting to have a community online. And I mean, I literally met Carissa through the internet, which is just crazy to think about. And so I just think that social media can be a really scary place, but also just a place for a lot of hope and brightness. So really thankful for it.
Definitely. I'm grateful for just influencers that are believers and live out their faith well and engage with these topics well online. And I think you both do that really well. So that's why I was excited when you said you would chat with me about fashion, about clothing. So as we get started chatting about that, who has influenced your personal style the most?
I would say for me, and this is kind of weird, but my grandma died when I was 12, and my mom always tells me I'm just like her. And so kind of when I'm shopping, I'm thinking, like, what would she wear? Because she was, like, very classy housewife. And I don't know why, but I think about that a lot. And so I feel like she influences my style, even though I haven't met her as an adult, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, and then I would say Julia, whatever her last name is, Bermelheiser.
Yeah.
Julia Engel. I've started following her when I was, I guess, like 14, which is crazy to say. But obviously her style is a little out of reach budget-wise, but
just like
the silhouettes and the colors, I've always been really inspired by her.
That's funny that that was your answer, because I think I would say I would probably start with Julia. Right. And then my grandma has influenced my style so much too, to the extent that like half of my wardrobe was my grandma's. And so that's so funny that that's probably why I'm so drawn to your style.
But. We all like the same. Michelle, are you influenced by Julia?
No, but mine's similar, where I would definitely say that my mom was my biggest inspiration because she was always so picky with her clothes. And when I was a kid, it would drive me crazy because she would take forever to buy something, and then she'd buy it, and then she would return it, and then she'd buy it again. And I don't want to be quite as indecisive, but she really wanted to be selective with her closet. And like, if you go into her closet, she has just a few articles of clothing, but she always looks so classy and put together, and she repeats outfits, but she does it with so much taste. And so I just have always appreciated my mom's style a lot. And just, she really embodies simplicity and also just kind of a feminine classic look, which I definitely try to incorporate into my fashion, I would say.
So if you think about trends, what is one trend that you can get behind and one that's popular right now that you maybe cannot get behind, that you just hate?
Oh man. I'm just trying to think. I feel like I should start with one that I don't like first. I would say that a trend that I definitely see a lot more often these days are low-rise pants. And this isn't so much where I'm anti this trend because I don't like the look of it. I just personally can't pull it off. It does not flatter my body type. And so not a huge fan of low-rise pants, but one that I can get behind, especially as a Texan, are all the cowboy boots I've been seeing lately. I feel like people have been styling them in a way where they just look so cute and, you know, less kind of country chic and more just classy. And I've had my cowboy boots for so long, and it's so much fun these days. I've been trying to style them more, which used to make me really nervous, but I like seeing that trend kind of come about.
I would say for me, a trend that I just really don't love is kind of how like androgynous women's styles are becoming now, where it's very boxy and there's not shape to it. Mm-hmm. And honestly, like, it kind of looks like something men could wear. To me, that's just not what fashion is. And so I just don't really like that for myself. And kind of how I sound like a grandma, but like here in Austin, it's like a bra is a shirt and that's fine. And so I don't understand that at all. And so I can't get behind that. And then kind of on the flip side, a trend that I'm liking is like the longer skirts, not denim. I can't do denim because I was homeschooled and that's triggering. But like long flowy skirts and longer dresses, I think that's really beautiful. So I really appreciate that those are everywhere nowadays.
What's one trend that you hope comes back around that might not be popular right now?
I'm going to be honest, I could not think of this one because for me, and I think this is an earlier question, but I've just never been someone who really follows trends. And so I was trying to think back to the past. And when I was thinking back to the past, I was like, I feel like so many trends have come back, like cargo pants and those tinted sunglasses that people wear now. Those are things in the early 2000s that I saw everyone wearing. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, everyone wears them again. And so I can't think. I don't know if Carissa had something.
I think just like kind of going back to my other one, just like lady like fashion for women. And I think it is coming back a little bit, like the preppy era is coming back slightly. But I just feel like that's what I appreciate. And so I'd rather see that come back. But you're right.
Yeah.
Trends do always circle around. So
have you, Carissa, been someone to follow trends in the past? Or do you think you skip out on trends?
I would say I skip out. I think I appreciate them, but I skip out just because I'm not buying clothes that much. So it naturally just excludes me from them.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm definitely someone who shops more in like spring and summer because I'm drawn to those colors and stuff and patterns. And so I tend to jump on those trends more than like sweater trends or winter clothing. So
Yeah, I never know how to dress in the winter. And I'm from somewhere that's very, like, I'm from Ohio. And so we had a long stretch of cold weather. But I just never knew how to dress because it is much more boxier. And it's just harder to style sweaters for me. So I understand what you're saying.
Right. And there's so many more pieces involved. Whereas yeah. I grew up in Florida. So it's like a dress, sandals, you're done.
Mm-hmm. So much easier. What are your favorite places to shop?
Mine right now, I've really been liking the brand. It's actually the shirt that I'm wearing right now. The brand Cezanne, which is, mm-hmm. again, a higher budget brand. But something as I get older, I've been trying to be more selective with not buying as much kind of like fast fashion. Or right now I do a clothing subscription service called Newly. And I really, really love doing that because I think it's like $80 a month. And those kind of lower price point items I can rent on there and kind of get that out of my system of, you know, wanting to have a different dress for a different occasion or whatever. But then when it comes to having those like timeless pieces that are going to be my wardrobe for years and years, I really, really like the brand Cezanne right now. They're definitely more, I feel like it's very Carissa too, very feminine, classy, lots of colors, which is just fun to have in your wardrobe.
I don't own anything from them yet, but I am on their website frequently. So
same.
I think J. Crew is one of my favorite places to shop, and it honestly always has been. And I appreciate that people are like, I've seen some influencers been gifted stuff recently, and I just think that's fun. But I love the classic cuts and colors. I feel like it's very dependable.
Brooke Michio shared a haul of their items. I was like, oh my gosh, I need to get back on J. Crew because everything was so cute.
I love shopping at J. Crew when I was a teacher. I was a teacher for 2.5, 3 years.
Oh, I love it.
And they had such a great teacher's discount. And so I got everything like 30% off, I think. And then if you shopped the factory, it was already like 60% off. So I don't shop there much anymore because I do think it's a very, I just went very teacher style in those 3 years. And so it was perfect there.
But. Right.
I know, Carissa, you talked about this. It was either in one of your emails or on a social media post a while ago about taking care of your clothes well. Is there anything that you guys do in particular to care for your clothes so that they last longer?
I'm going to let Carissa take this one because I need to learn. I'm so bad with my clothes.
I'm terrible.
Right, listen up, everybody. No, I am not. This is a new thing for me because I realized I'm kind of messy and I would just like throw my clothes on the ground. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, this is not. Like, I'm not being a good steward of my belongings. And so that was kind of where that started from. But then, like, I love to thrift also. That's, mm-hmm. like, one of my favorite stores. But I really enjoy thrifting. And I found a bunch of great sweaters. And then they were pilling. So I wanted to kind of revive them a little bit. So I got this. It's like a sweater shaver on Amazon. And that just kind of helped bring those back to life. And so then I was kind of like, okay, wait, what can I do? So I read The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, and she talks a lot about like folding and storing clothes. And I think to me that just kind of, I put more care into my clothes, and so I feel more content with them and I'm less likely to purchase more. So for me, that's kind of why I've been focusing on that and also just keeping my room clean.
I have recently found a love for thrifting too, I think specifically because we are now in Texas in a new environment. And so thrifting is just different here than it was when I was in Ohio. So where do you like to thrift? Do you have specific stores?
My favorite thrift store is Goodwill. Here in Austin, there's a lot of like vintage and, you know, more upscale thrift shops, but they're not actually inexpensive, which to me defeats the whole point. I just like Goodwill, honestly.
I feel like I want to be the person who goes to Goodwill and finds all these cool hidden gems.
Yeah.
But I always go there. I find a lot of home stuff at Goodwill, I will say. I feel like they have good home stuff. But I'm the person who has to go to Buffalo Exchange and ends up spending $20 mm-hmm. on a shirt still. And I'm like, okay, this wasn't actually thrifting. I also like Uptown Cheapskate. I feel like yeah. they are like kind of a middle ground that I
yeah,
will
yeah, for sure. stuff
to. I like to go to thrift stores when I get that urge to purchase something. Like, you know, when you just have that feeling of like, I want to buy something.
Mm-hmm.
I know I can buy something that's inexpensive. And then normally just like going and walking around kind of curbs that desire. I'm like, okay, I'm good. So that's, I like that aspect of it.
One thing that I like to do when I'm like, I think it's more when there's a season that's changing, like we're going into spring, I start typically looking at Pinterest and I'll pin a bunch of things onto a board and then I'll go to a thrift store first to see if mm-hmm. I can find those things. I found that that helps me, prevents me from buying all the things that like influencers are showing as there's new trends or new spring pieces coming out. But I agree. I think thrifting is a great place to start. And then if you can't find it, then you can purchase it somewhere else. Michelle, you kind of already answered this question, but Carissa, do you tend to buy more expensive pieces or more pieces that are less expensive? Does that make sense?
Yes, definitely more expensive pieces. And I wouldn't even say they're that expensive, but like, I don't really shop at Target or like Old Navy or places like that anymore. Just because honestly, the fit is so important to me now. I think that's something as I've grown, like if I'm going to buy denim, I want it to actually fit and look flattering on me. And so for me, buying higher end pieces just makes more sense. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. I just texted Michelle before this. I was like filling up my cart on H&M just for fun. I was like, I'm not going to buy this, but I still enjoy that, but I try to purchase more thoughtfully. So
as you've gotten older, both of you have gotten older, has your style changed very much or your thoughts about style changed?
I think that my style has definitely became a lot more simple, especially when I look back when I used to live in New York City. I was going to a school where you had to dress business casual and I would just dress up so much. And I kind of miss that because I think that I would take myself a little bit more seriously when I would dress like that. But as I get older, I really prefer just simple pieces. And that goes for even makeup too. I used to like kick on so much makeup and now I try to keep it pretty simple. I just find as I'm aging, I think it looks better on me and I feel more comfortable when I just have like those simple pieces. Like right now I love linen, anything linen. I just think it's such a breathable, simple fabric, but it looks really classy.
That's so true. For me, I would say my style has shifted almost back to, I think, how it really is. I think in college, I went through a phase of, you know, I moved from Florida to Texas and the style is very different. And then my school was very small. So it was a very distinct kind of style with the girls. And I feel like I felt really confused about like what I liked and what was around me. And I do think part of fashion is like fitting in. That's fun. Like it's fun to like wear things your friends are wearing. And so I think when I was there, I was really influenced by what everyone else was wearing. And now that I've taken a step back and like graduated and become an adult sort of, I'm on my way to being one fully. I think I've returned to kind of like the dresses that I love and more feminine styles and feel more confident in that. So it's kind of like back and forth.
What has helped you find your own personal style rather than just gravitating toward what other people do?
I think just being more confident in who I am. I think like fashion is really a reflection of who you are on the inside. And if you think your clothing isn't sending a message, it's wrong because it is, whether you like it or not. Like everything we wear sends a message. And so I think for me, as I've grown in my confidence and like security in my life and relationship, I just naturally gravitate towards the things that I really love and feel confident in versus trying to fit in and make things perfect.
Yeah. Do you have any thoughts on that question, Michelle?
Mine's pretty similar too. Honestly, just think that I care a lot less. This may sound bad for a fashion-focused podcast, but I just care a lot less about fashion than I used to. Like, I remember even just a couple years ago, I got invited to go to this marriage conference for like a deal that I was doing on YouTube. And I just remember spending an entire day trying to pick like the perfect outfit. And I was literally going to a marriage conference. I'm like, it is not about what I'm wearing. I'm supposed to be learning tips and tricks for my marriage. And that is just not where I'm at anymore. Like even picking out my outfit for this interview before I would take 30 minutes to pick out an outfit. And now it's like, okay, I want to feel confident when I'm wearing. And I do think it's important to present yourself well, but I'm thinking more about the content of whatever is going on, whether I'm going to a conference or a podcast interview, more so than what I'm wearing.
Carissa, you said something that was really insightful a second ago. You said that whether we like it or know it or not, our clothing sends a message about us. Why is it important for women, and specifically Christian women, to think about the things that we're wearing? And why should we care? I know we can't overcare about what we're wearing, but why should we care?
Right. I think when you ask this question, like I instantly go to the issue of modesty and like, oh, we should, you know, like growing up, we heard like help your brother in Christ. Like, but even to me now, as I get older, I hear that question. And I think like God made us to be feminine women who like reflect his beauty. And so I think us dressing in that way represents that. And so I think like why we should care is because it's a reflection of him in us. And like, I know it's clothes and it's silly and like whatever, but that's what I think about when I'm getting dressed and purchasing things.
I also think like we're designed to appreciate beauty. Mm-hmm. That's something that I think you do really well on your social media page on Kindred, is you highlight beauty around you. And that is through colors, through patterns, through beautiful pictures that you're photographing of things that are beautiful. And I think our clothing can do that too. And we're drawn to beauty because God is the definition of beauty. He is what is beautiful. Yeah, but I love what you had to say. Do you have any other thoughts, Michelle?
Yeah, I would totally agree with that too. I just always think about the verse that talks about just like honoring God with our bodies and how we were bought with a price. And I do think, especially as time goes on, I think people can kind of lose sight about that and think that modesty isn't important. And I will say that I do think when I was a teenager, when it came to modesty, the focus was always on what I was wearing. And I think that that always, I understood that, but now I think of modesty more so in terms of like how people think about money and, you know, only talking about yourself the whole time and only focusing on yourself. I do think that modesty is more complex than how I was taught when I was younger. But I do think obviously it is so important to, you know, represent that with how you dress too. And I'm just not one to say that I'm perfect with this too, because I do think that everyone has a different view on it. And yeah. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, my husband and I went on a walk this morning before I got ready for the interview, and he was asking like, are you going to be talking about modesty? Is that what you mean when you say you're talking about fashion? And I said, no, I mean, we probably will touch on that a little bit. But I do think we've equated fashion and modesty maybe too much, or we've conflated them to thinking that modesty is only about the things that we wear. But you're right. It's about a state of heart in what we're thinking about ourselves and how we're portraying ourselves to others in a lot of other ways. And so I agree with you. I think we still need to think about what we're wearing and making sure it's modestly portraying us to others, but we also need to remember that it's more than just what we wear. But as you think about clothing in scripture, are there any other passages that come to your mind? I'm just curious. This was a question I thought on a lot.
Yeah, I thought it was so funny you asked this, because like a couple weeks ago, Connor and I were talking about this, and more like I was talking and he was just, I just wanted to get stuff out. But I was thinking about how like in Genesis, God covered them after they sinned and whatever. He gave them clothes essentially. And I was just thinking about how like that internal battle that I have with clothes and like wanting more, like it's a really old thing and it's been around forever, and just kind of giving myself grace in that.
I always think about, I think it's the verse in Matthew that talks about not worrying about what you're going to wear or what's going to happen tomorrow. And if God, you know, is protecting us from all that, that we don't need to just focus on these things that bring anxiety. And I think for me, clothes for a long time, especially as someone who has a job where it does help to promote a bunch of different products and to share the links on Instagram, and it is profitable to do that, to not obsess over clothes and to err more on that side than, you know, recognizing that fashion is also a representation of him.
Yeah, I thought of Genesis 3, like you had talked about, Carissa, and the fact that like prior to sin entering the world, it's hard for me to even wrap my mind around that, like that they were naked and unashamed, that they didn't need a covering. It's hard to think about that. But yeah, I thought about that prior to that, they didn't need a covering. And then the moment that sin entered the world, that was kind of the first thing that they experienced was, oh my goodness, I need a covering. I need to cover myself. And then the fact that God then provided a covering immediately, but then also through Christ, and the fact that we needed a covering of our sin. And then I also just thought about the number of times that like the language of adorning yourself or putting on is in scripture, like in Ephesians and Colossians. And those texts aren't necessarily talking about clothing, but they are talking about other things that we are to put on, like meekness and patience and kindness and goodness. And so I think even though it doesn't specifically tell us what we are to wear clothing-wise in scripture, other than the fact that we are supposed to wear something, it also talks a lot about other things that we are to put on. But yeah, I would be interested to kind of study clothing throughout scripture, because I'm sure there's many others that we're not thinking about.
Yeah, no, that would be really interesting. I know they talk a lot about like the dyes and that kind of stuff. And I just think that would be fascinating.
Even like kings wore purple. Is that, I think that's correct, that they wore purple as like a way of honoring them. And so there were aspects of clothing as a way to esteem someone or to elevate them above others. So let's go back a few steps. What are some red flags that you see in your own life or in your heart that indicate you might be caring too much about what you're wearing?
I don't know. I think just when I'm focusing on it too much, and I think when I feel that urge to shop, I know it's not out of like a need or anything. It's out of a lack of something else in my life. And so I think if I catch that, that's great. And I'm aware of that. Sometimes I don't always. I'm like, this sweater will make me happy. And it won't. But I think something I have to be really careful about is when I look at clothes, I see myself in these clothes and I see myself as like, I have no problems, everything's perfect. And I'm really chasing that ideal me and that ideal life versus the actual clothing item. And so I think I can tell when I'm shopping if it's, I actually want this or I want to be perfect. And I think this is the way to be perfect. So just being aware of that for me is really helpful. And I'm not always aware of it.
I think especially back when I was on TikTok for a little bit, the videos that did really well on there were always like unboxing, or I found this, you know, great dupe on Amazon of this outfit that would otherwise cost you $100. And I'd be like, okay, well, I need to order this right away. I think falling into that sort of consumerism, especially as someone who consumes social media a lot, is always a red flag for me. And especially since getting off there, because for some reason I find that those kinds of things aren't served to me on Instagram. I feel like it's more so, I don't know, just like general lifestyle stuff, but less buy this. I know Instagram does have quite a few ads on it, and I also share ads on Instagram, but just being careful with not having to order something just because someone suggested it to me is really important.
I'd love to follow up on that question. What do you do to check your own heart when you're watching other influencers share things that you want or that look appealing? And what advice would you have for women who are following influencers like yourself to check their own hearts and not just purchase every single thing that they see promoted?
Yeah, I would say for me, it has been just really important to be selective with who I follow. I don't follow nearly as many people as I used to. And I also use the mute button on Instagram too, because there are some people, and not even just with buying things, but I can find myself just comparing my life to them and how they're living. And that is just not a way to live your life. And I don't think it's the responsibility of other creators necessarily to make you feel better about those things. Like if you find that that's something you struggle with in your heart, I think you have to take the responsibility to put those boundaries up for you. And so that's something that I've tried to be more intentional about. And also on the flip side, I do try to think about that when I'm also creating content and not always like sharing links to stuff all the time and feeling like I need to, you know, promote all these brands all the time, and just being selective with my sponsorships too, and make sure that I recognize the price point of a lot of items for my followers, even though I do, you know, suggest buying clothes that are quality and sometimes more expensive. Just keeping those things in mind too.
I think it comes and goes. And so like muting someone, like Michelle said, for a little bit and just kind of checking yourself, I think that's super helpful. I think also, and I'm sure Michelle can agree with this, that working in social media, what you see is not reality. And so it's really important to remember, like, influencers are sent things. They get stuff for free. And so they're not buying it. Or they might be returning it. Like, you just have no idea. And so just, or like someone could come from a really rich family and they have way more money to spend on clothes. And like, you literally have no idea. And so just stopping the comparison before it gets too deep, I think, is really important. And I'm speaking to myself here because I struggle with this, but I think as I work in social media, I see how it's so not real. And I think it's very easy when you're scrolling to just be like, wow, they have everything, but like, we don't know the whole story. So just keeping that in mind is super helpful.
Yeah. And even going off of that, when I was talking about Cezanne, I have honestly never actually bought anything from Cezanne. It's only been stuff I've been gifted, which is insane to me, because it's like, you know, before then, I've never spent this much on a shirt or a dress. So I do think that's so important to remember that a lot of this stuff is free that people are given, or they're unboxing it for a video and then returning it too, or it's a write-off for their taxes. That's another thing I'm learning. My accountant's like, buy this, write it off. It's better for taxes. And yeah, social media can be so fake, which is why I think it's so good that Carissa really keeps it real online and kind of opens up that lens.
Yeah, definitely.
I do want to say, like, it's not to hate on, like, obviously Michelle is an influencer, so we respect that. But, like, I was purchasing jeans and I, like, really appreciated all the content on, like, this is how it fits. And so I think it is really helpful in a time and place, but just if you're only consuming that, that's when you need to be careful, because there is so much good and value in that, but it's the amount of it that is really important when you're not purchasing clothes all the time.
Carissa, what is your best advice for wearing the clothes that you own?
Just doing it, honestly. I think just, so I had this epiphany last year because I kept meeting with this client and every single time I was wearing the same pants and I was like, do they think I only own one pair of pants? Like, well, that's true. These are my only jeans. And so then I was like, why do I care so much about what they think about my pants? Because they're not even thinking about my pants, but just me. And so I think, I don't know if anyone else has that same hurdle, but once I got over that hurdle, I realized that it's okay to rewear things. And I think the rate at which we're served new outfits on social media, it's literally impossible to keep up with. Mm-hmm. And just kind of accepting that reality of like, okay, I can't purchase that many new pieces every single year. Okay, whatever. Just accepting that and moving on was really helpful for me.
Why do you think we do feel shameful about wearing things again? Where does that come from?
I think for me, it's like, I want people to think I make a lot of money. Like, I'm perfect. My life is, like, well provided for. And I think just we want to, like, show off the best version of ourselves. I don't know. I think that's it for me.
Yeah, I think especially I live in Dallas. I forgot to say that. And I have never in my life lived in a place where people cared so much about what they wear and, you know, the status of the brands that they're wearing. And that was something when I moved to New York City, I was actually so surprised by the fact that people didn't really care about brands. They kind of wore whatever. And those people actually had the best fashion in my taste. And so I actually have like a core memory from when I was a kid. I was in middle school and I remember this girl, we had like gym class together and she was like, you wear the same three outfits like every single week. And she said that to me and that's something that I still remember to this day. And that was the first moment where I was like, oh, it's a bad thing to rewear your clothes over and over again. And yeah, it's just breaking down that idea that a lot of times people who are wearing different outfits every day and have a zillion different clothes are also usually in a lot of debt too. And it's not always how it appears. And I just think you have to check yourself and remember that.
Yeah, people really do care much more about brands, even in Houston. And I know that there's like Houston and Dallas, like there's such differences and similarities between the two cities, but they do just care so much more in Texas than they did like when I was in Ohio. And so I found myself thrifting for brands more here. Like I care about what I wear and I care about fashion, but I don't necessarily care to have name brands. And that might just be where I grew up or how I was raised, but I've definitely found myself thrifting more for specific things in thrift stores that are particular brands. But Carissa, did you have a thought?
That's such a great point of the regionality of it, because I agree. I grew up in Florida and brands are not where I grew up anyway. It's not a thing. Like, you're in your bikini on the beach. So I think like being aware of what the environment you're in and who's around you, I think that's really important for this conversation, because it is so true. It's different everywhere. So.
But and you know. Like, you can find things at thrift stores too. That's something that I've learned and been excited about recently is I've wanted a pair of New Balance, like just a good pair of like sneakers, white sneakers for a long time. And I was looking for Vejas or New Balance and I ended up, it took me 2 months to find them, but I found like the absolute perfect pair of New Balance sneakers in like my podcast brand color. Like they're perfect.
Aww.
And so I think just like, even just being patient,
yes.
I guess, and being okay with like hunting for something, not like making it so easy that you just go buy the first thing that you find. That's something that my friend Tori has taught me a lot, is she's a huge thrifter and like a Poshmark reseller and everything. And she's just is patient about the hunt and trying to find it. But yeah. Any other thoughts on that?
It's interesting in fashion, like these icons, they all have a signature style. And so they might rewear something or like the same shape, or like even Steve Jobs, like he's very recognizable because he always wore the same outfit. And so now I kind of think of it as that way, is I guess I have more of a signature style because it's the same things often, and that's not bad. It was just like a perspective switch for me on that.
What are your best tips for budgeting for clothes? Well, Michelle, I feel like this is something you talk a lot about budgeting on your channel because that's kind of what you went to school for. But what are your best tips for budgeting for clothes?
I mentioned this before, but I can harp on Nuuly all the time. And honestly, the fact that they haven't sponsored me at this point just It's appalling. They message me like, do you have a code for me? I'm like, no, I don't, because they ignore me. But it really is so fun to get to kind of get that urge of having six different pieces a month without actually having to buy six different pieces. And a couple of years ago, I think that I went into like this polar opposite direction where I was super into minimalism. And I was like, okay, I'm going to get rid of all my clothes. I'm going to have one shirt, one pair of jeans, which I think is good. But I was doing it for the sake of kind of making like minimalism an idol in my life. I realized that I missed that just kind of fun, youthful spark of being able to go into my closet and having a couple of different options and having fun with fashion. And for me, Nuuly has really curbed that desire of having that. And I find that I actually spend a lot less on clothes because I'm not constantly trying to buy pieces, but I just have those six pieces a month and then I ship them out and I can have six more. And that I think is around like $80 a month, which is definitely an expense. That's like a gym membership or anything else. But I find that I spend a lot less clothes that way. And I think otherwise it's like everything else in your budget. It's just having a set amount. I found that I was never like, okay, I'm going to spend $200 a month on clothes. I honestly wasn't buying clothes that much. It was more seasonally for me. And I think that that's a good way to do it too. If you're someone who likes to have kind of like a capsule wardrobe for each season, budgeting for buying a couple of dresses or a couple of pair of pants for whatever, you know, occasions that you want them for.
I also think that can be seasonal in the sense of like whatever season you are walking through, like you and your family. So in a season where you're trying to be tighter on your budget, it might help you to create a capsule wardrobe and be really intentional about that. Or there might be a season where you do have a bit more in your budget that you can set aside for things like fashion. I know that's helped me, having that mindset of like, well, in this season, we need to be tighter on our budget. So what can I do to get the best use out of what I already have? But Carissa, do you have any budgeting tips?
I don't have like a specific clothes budget, but something I've done in the past, 1 year I did it where I only bought one piece of clothing a month. And so like I knew, okay, is this going to be my one piece? No, then that just helped me. And then this year I'm trying to do one per season and excluding basics. So like if I need a new black t-shirt, I'm going to go buy one. But like for those fun pieces, just trying to limit to one per season. And I kind of just like had the idea in January, and then I only ended up buying one thing in January to March. So I was like, I guess I'll keep going. So keep you posted on that. But I think just like setting a limit on items or something like that is super helpful if you are trying to limit.
I have a couple more questions before we have some closing questions, but let's talk about color. Tell us why you love color, Carissa.
To me, I feel like this is so cheesy, but I feel like it's how God speaks to me. Like, I just feel like I see God in colors, and that's ridiculous sounding, but it's true. I actually don't love wearing colors as much as I just enjoy being around them. I really love to wear black and white and more simple colors, but I think color is just so fun. And I think it's sad sometimes when stores are just all like fashion right now is very monochromatic, which I guess some people love. That's fine. But I just love seeing all the color around. So
Have either of you ever taken like a color seasons test?
No, but I want to. Michelle, you could be a sponsor for that. That would be very cool.
I love color too. I feel like back when I did that kind of minimalism phase, I got into just all the neutrals and associating peace with neutral colors. But now, especially when it comes to home decor, I love when I go into someone's house and they have colors everywhere. Because I think that especially our generation is just so scared to commit to things and to kind of make bold statements. And it's refreshing when someone's like, I'm going to have a red rug or I'm going to have this super bold painting. I love it. I think it's fun. And obviously everyone's different with this, but that's why I love Carissa's whole branding because it's just so fun and refreshing to see that, especially when you're surrounded by just so many neutral colors all the time.
That was one thing was, I think a couple years ago, like this like beige color was really popular and everyone was wearing it. And I don't understand that because it washes people out. And so I think that's something interesting about color is the trends in color, but they're not even flattering. And so I agree with Michelle. Like, I just love seeing color around and in homes and no more beige.
It was actually shocking to me. And I just like Googled color analysis test. So it wasn't like professional or anything, but it was shocking to take it because the colors that were for me were the color, like the total opposite of what I wear because they were very bright pinks and blues. I think it was classic summer, but it's very bright and colorful. And when I look at it, I actually do see like features in the colors that are there. Like it pulls out the color of my lips or my eyes. So it makes sense, but it's just the opposite of what I've worn in the past. But I can, now I notice people on Instagram when they're wearing color, I notice how it really does bring out their natural features. And so it's something that I want to be better about and look into more. And I also think it will help me be less, I will splurge less on clothes that I won't wear because it's actually going to kind of narrow my focus of what I actually shop for. But it was actually really fascinating. So I think you would enjoy it, Carissa.
I'm going to do that. Do y'all have a color that you feel most confident wearing?
Probably blue.
Okay. Like what? Because, like light blue, dark?
I think it's because my eyes are blue. And so it normally like it draws out the color of my eyes, but kind of like a medium blue. I don't know if that makes sense. Not like super light, but not navy.
Right. No, that makes sense. Michelle, do you have one?
I don't think so. I feel like I wear everything. I don't have like one color where I put this on and like I feel really hot or anything.
You don't have a power color?
Are there colors that you're like, I will not wear that? I hate when I wear that color.
I refuse to wear like burnt orange, which my husband went to UT, so this is a problem for us. I just like look terrible in it and I feel terrible. Every single time I, like when I go into Madewell in the fall and it's all that burnt orange shade, it's not for me. I hate it.
Yeah, those were the colors to avoid for me. So let's jump into a few closing questions. I ask these of every podcast guest at the end of every podcast episode. First, what are you currently studying in God's Word?
Every season, I pick like a new topic for myself to just kind of dive into. And so I picked femininity and like being a wife because I feel like that's obviously a newer role for me. And I just want to make sure I'm doing it the Lord's way, not the world's way.
So what have you learned as you've studied and looked for that in scripture? What have you learned?
I would say just that femininity isn't a burden and that being a woman and a wife and a mom is such a beautiful thing, but it's not what is valued in the world. And I think as I've started my own business and the kind of clash of my desire to be a feminine, godly woman and then the whole boss babe mentality, just like finding myself in that and what the Lord wants for me has been definitely a journey. And so I think like there's a way to run a business, there's a way to run a household in a way that's like soft and gentle. I know that's Michelle's word for the year, I think, right?
It is.
But like there's a way to do all those things in a with a gentle spirit, and I want to learn that, and I definitely don't have it down, but that's not what you hear from the world.
What are you currently studying in God's Word, Michelle?
Yeah, I like similarly, I don't really have something where I'm really I'm reading scripture and everything, but right now I'm trying to focus on just trusting God. I feel like the next season of life with like moving into a house and just like changes coming up, I'm really trying to focus on relying entirely on God. I am someone who likes to kind of research and figure out everything for myself. And sometimes I put all of my just kind of trust and confidence in that when in reality, life is not predictable and you never know what's going to happen. And so really just trying to focus on trusting God right now. I feel like I haven't had any like big changes since I went to college and moved, and the past few years have been very just kind of comfortable. And so entering just like newness, making sure that I focus on Him.
Are there any good books recently that you have read and recommend to female listeners?
I actually just started a new book, so I was excited that you asked this. I'm reading Live No Lies by John Mark Comer, who I love, and I love like Garden City and all of his other books. But I especially love this one because for me, it is making me question a lot of my relationship with technology and social media and just remembering truth in a world that's always, you know, sharing lies that can really play to your own like fleshly desires and everything. And I just love the way that he writes too. It's really captivating. And I honestly have been so bad about reading lately. And so it's fun to finally get in a book where I'm like, no, I want to read. Like it's exciting to pick up this book and to, you know, chip away at it. So I'm not fully done with it. I just started. So I can't say I entirely recommend, but I am liking it so far.
I have read that book and I recommend. So I think you'll like it when you read it, Michelle. It's very good, but I don't – honestly, I've been striking out recently in reading, so I feel like I haven't found anything recently. There is a really good book on – it's called Dress Code, and I can't remember the author's name, but it talks a lot about style and color, and I found that really interesting. I read it last summer. So if anyone listening is interested in diving more into fashion, it's definitely not from a Christian perspective, but I think there's a lot to learn about clothes.
Still helpful.
It was really interesting. So
I will probably read that this summer. I'm almost done, like officially done with school, because I've been in school since I was like in kindergarten. But for the first time this summer, I will get to read what I want. So yay. That might be added to my reading list.
That's so fun.
Final question. What brings you joy outside of your salvation? These are everyday enjoyments that are temporal, but they remind you that life is a gift from God intended to be enjoyed.
I love this question.
Yeah. When I was reading that, I was like, that is so beautiful because it's so true. Michelle, you can go first.
I talked about this in one of my videos recently, but I've just been loving being around people who just feel light and make me laugh. Like when I was a child, mm-hmm. we specifically have friends where like when we're all together, it is just so wholesome and fun. And again, I feel like so much of life is just so serious, especially with work. And I mean, Krista knows this too, with like being a business owner, I feel like there's so much dependent on you and it can feel just so stressful to be like dealing. It's also an honor, but it can feel like a lot. And so just being around people that remind me that I'm like, okay, life is not always so serious and it can be really sweet and fun. I'm just especially really thankful for that lately.
It's sweet that when you can find those people.
Mm-hmm.
And when you meet them, it's like when you're dating, you know, like,
mm-hmm. oh yeah. Like,
it's so fun. I love that. Mine's definitely a little more shallow, I would say, but
that's okay.
I have been trying to like, so social media and photography and all those things were always my hobby because I was in school for speech path. And then I dropped out and that became my job. And so I was kind of needing some hobbies. And so we've started playing pickleball, which is really fun. And then I have gotten into needlepoint, which confirms that I'm a grandmother, but it's just so fun. And I went to the store the other day and was like picking out thread and canvases. And I don't know, it's just so fun to have a hobby and it's screen free and it's just been bringing me a lot of joy. So
I've wanted to get into needlepointing for a while. It's expensive.
It's
an expensive hobby.
You gotta go slow.
Yeah. So I'll have to try that this summer too. But
it's so fun though. Definitely recommend.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for taking time out of your schedule to talk with me. This was a really fun conversation and I definitely lots of things that I'm going to take away and think on. So I appreciate both of you and just the wisdom that you've added to a conversation that all women think about. I mean, where do I even begin? I told you that we would chat about a little bit of everything. I hope that you walk away from this conversation with confidence, knowing that it's okay to wear the same shirt or jeans more than once if it means that you're stewarding the money God has given you well, or that you don't have to keep up with every trend that comes around and then comes back around. Like many other good gifts from the Lord, fashion is a tool that we use to reflect His beauty to the world, and we aren't defined by what we wear, but by who we are in Christ. So that should give us freedom to enjoy fashion while not placing too much stock in what we have or don't have. I know that there's so much more that we could say on this topic, but I guess we'll just have to chat more on Instagram and in this month's newsletter. If you have a question or just something to share with about her listeners, head over to abigailoneal.com/contact. You can share your thoughts with us there. Thank you for listening to today's episode. As always, if a resource mentioned on this week's podcast episode caught your attention, I will have all resources listed and linked on my website, abigailoneal.com. Just look for the podcast tab at the top of the page. You know it's my desire to see these discussions of scripture, theology, and womanhood passed on in order that more and more women will feel equipped and encouraged to love and to live God's good design in their daily lives. I would love it if you would share this episode or the About Her podcast in general with the women in your life. If you enjoyed this particular episode and have a moment or two to spare, I would also so appreciate it if you left a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Ratings and reviews are one of the easiest and most effective ways through which you can help spread the word about the podcast. I can't wait to chat more about God and His Word soon. Have a great week.